If sick can mean good, and bad and wicked can mean good, there is no reason savage can't also mean good.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So savage now means good?
According to some of the undergraduates I was talking to this past week, yes, it does.
Well, how did you come upon this?
Well, I was guest teaching in a course, and before I started class, I said, you all need to teach me some new slang in an attempt to keep me hip. It's kind of a lost cause, but we always try. And so the students taught me a few words. One was savage, meaning good. Not that surprising because slang likes to turn things on its head and make words that mean bad things mean good things. They also taught me bet, B-E-T, which from what I would guess is a shortening from you bet, and they use it to mean yes, as in, you ready to go? Bet.
I'm going to do that because I say you bet all the time.
And now you can just save time and energy.
So hip, cool.
The other one they taught me was lit, and they said this would be how you describe a party that was, as they explain it, poppin' or turnt, a party that's happening. And they'd say, you could say the party was lit. And I, you know, that made sense to me. But I looked at them and I said, well, can lit still mean drunk? And they looked at me like I was from another planet. Like, why would we ever use lit to mean drunk?
You're the same planet I'm from, yeah.
And I thought, that certainly has meant drunk in my lifetime. And I went and looked in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's actually been a slangy word for drunk for much of the 20th century, but apparently not so much right now. What I love about lit meaning drunk is that it is part of a huge set of words that we have to mean drunk. That there are parts of the vocabulary, particularly in slang, where we get lots and lots of words. And one of them is for drunk. I once in a class asked the students to come up with as long a list of words for drunk as we could. I have to say, I think this was, they thought, the most fun activity we had ever done in class, ever.
Well, they don't call it higher education for nothing.
So they came up, I mean, we have the more formal terms like intoxicated or inebriated, but then you have lots of slang. Smashed, trashed, wasted, sloshed, loaded, sauced, plastered, snockered, bomb, blitz, boozed, muddled, faded, juiced. It just went on and on and on. And then I said to them, you know, this actually isn't new. Ben Franklin cared about words for drunk.
He did?
He did. So 1737, Ben Franklin published in the Pennsylvania Gazette 200 words for drunk.
He was an original blogger, wasn't he?
And there are some we'd expect. There are some that are surprising, like addled, cracked, boused, rocky, swamped. And then there are these phrases such as he's in his cups, he has loaded his cart, or has swallowed a tavern token.
So, Ann, where do we get these tavern tokens?
I'm not sure, but maybe some of our listeners can help.
All right, we're off to the bar. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, Rena.